John Sherman is a Minnesota-based chef on a mission to revitalize Native American cooking and culture. His cookbook, The Sioux Chef's Indigenous Kitchen, won the James Beard Award for Best American Cookbook in 2018. Sherman will be visiting the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art in St. Petersburg this weekend. He spoke to WUSF's Robin Sussingham, host of The Zest podcast, about what he hopes to accomplish with his work.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around indigenous cultures everywhere. And I think food is such a great way to share the immense diversity of culture that's out there. And I feel like, you know, today, if you drive across North America, you're going to see the exact same menu across the board, you know, the same hamburger, the same soda, even the craft beers taste the same. Whereas if we had indigenous restaurants all across the nation, and you're able to stop at those, you would see, you know, every few hundred miles would be a different language, a different culture. And people could really start to understand the true flavors of the regions and the land that we're standing on, because there's so many, you know, biodiverse regions across North America that the indigenous cultures and indigenous foods really showcase so well.
How is that different than just, say, the local food farm-to-table movement?
Well, the Western diet, you know, is really limited in the amount of produce and vegetation and plants that's utilized. So the typical American, you know, eats less than 30 plant species because they go to the grocery store and they buy the same stuff, you know, like tomato, avocado, strawberry, apple, lettuce. And the indigenous diets, it's using this immense amount of plant diversity around their particular region, like plants literally outside their back door, whether they're coming from the trees or roots or leaves. And there's just like, you know, hundreds of plant diversity in the diet for indigenous diets, and it really changes from region to region. So it's really exciting to think about the landscape to provide us with so much more that the Western diet doesn't even touch.
But how do you cook like that? I mean, isn't it tough to find all the different kinds of plants?
It's just a matter of education, you know, so we should be teaching ourselves things that matters, like the plants outside. You know, I always tease that our kids can name off more Kardashians than they can tree species, right?
So sad.
So, so we tell people to stop calling everything a weed because that just means you don't know what it is. So take the time to learn the plants and you're going to start seeing food and even medicine like all around you, like literally just steps outside your back door.
You talked about, wouldn't it be interesting if when you're traveling across the United States, you could stop at different indigenous restaurants and try those foods. Are you seeing more of that pop up since you started this whole project?
We're seeing an immense amount of people really interested, especially the tribal communities across the nation, really getting into what's called the Indigenous Food Sovereignty Movement of not just chefs, but academics and seed keepers and farmers and ethnobotanists and wild food people and harvesters and craft people. And there's just this big resurgence across North America in general for Indigenous communities to really start to reclaim their true food sense. We really feel like non-Indigenous peoples can really learn so much about, you know, these food ways and these food stylings and how to be really closely connected with the environment and the plants around us and the natural resources around us.
Oh, absolutely. And just looking through it, all the things that are so popular in diets right now are naturally occurring in this food. And, you know, there's no gluten, for instance, because you're not using wheat, I don't think, in any of the recipes.
Yeah, we cut out European ingredients just to showcase the flavors and the foods that were wherever we might be. So we removed things like dairy, wheat flour, cane sugar. So it makes the food extremely healthy because indigenous peoples, before they were pushed onto Western diets, didn't have to worry about type 2 diabetes or obesity or heart disease or even tooth decay because of this extremely healthy and diverse food base that people were utilizing for so long.
Sean Sherman will be appearing at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art tomorrow. Find more Florida food stories and subscribe to The Zest Podcast at thezestpodcast.com.